All right. We'll talk to Michael McDowell, Senator Michael McDowell, who has been one of the most vocal disputants of this legislation. But first, let's listen to this clip of Minister Ross on Morning Ireland today.
We've had to endure a filibuster of 125 hours in the Senedd by the legal lobby, by the lawyers in the Senedd. But I think now, we're now close to the most fundamental reform in the appointment of judges in the history of the state. And those reforms are really centred around having a lay majority and a lay chair. We're going to have a commission that appoints judges, which will include judges, by the way. It'll include a large number of judges because the expertise is obviously necessary there. But we're going to have a majority of lay people because there has been, unfortunately, since the foundation of the state, political appointments, political interference, political patronage in the appointment of judges.
Independent Alliance Minister Shane Ross speaking about the Judicial Appointments Bill this morning. Senator Michael McDowell, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Anya.
So the fact that the bill is now through the Senedd after 125 hours, is that a win for Shane Ross after determined opposition by vested law library interests?
Well, I mean, the five or six senators who took a leading role in challenging this legislation are in the majority non-lawyers. And myself and Ivana Bacik were the two lawyers among them. And she's a professor of law in Trinity, and I'm a barrister, as you know. But our objections were many to the legislation and still stand. One of them was that, contrary to what Shane Ross has just said, again, I think misleading the public, the role of appointing judges cannot be taken away from the government, which is composed of elected politicians. And it will always be the government's right under the Constitution to make appointments to the bench without regard to the views of any commission which is established. This commission is going to cost $5 million over 10 years. At the moment, we have a Judicial Appointments Advisory Board, which costs practically nothing. At the moment, the system is working well. There was widespread, unanimous agreement across the Senate that recent appointments to the bench, some of which were held up by Shane Ross, have been excellent in quality, and there is no need for a Judicial Appointments Commission with the lay majority, as he's suggesting.
Many people have seen this as almost a personal spat between Shane Ross and yourself. Is that fair?
No, it's not. It's not fair. Well, Shane Ross has a personal agenda with me. He tried to stop me chairing a committee on the reform of the Senedd. But I have no problem with him. I do have a problem with his obsession with, and he has published leaflets saying he's ending cronyism in the appointment of judges. He can't take this function away from the government under the Constitution, and it's dishonest to pretend that he can. And eventually, on the advice of the Attorney General, a section was inserted into the bill by Charlie Flanagan yesterday, which emphasised that nothing in the bill took away the right of the government to appoint people who are eligible to be judges, to be judges, without reference to the Commission at all.
But you say the system didn't need reforming, but it did have its critics. Shane Ross clearly believes that he is promoting a new system which will be more transparent. The final power rests with the government under the amendment, as you say, but they will be advised transparently by this committee, which will have a lay majority. Isn't that the way democracy should work?
No, it won't be transparent, because curiously the identity of the shortlist they send to government won't be known to the public. This is one of the strange features of it. And Shane Ross has never admitted that complete defect, that the shortlist sent to the government from which the government would choose if they asked the commission to become involved at all, that shortlist will be kept secret, so it won't be apparent to you or me on some future lunchtime news. It won't be apparent to us who the government chose from a shortlist in the circumstance mm-hmm. that they do, in fact, ask the commission to become involved. Nor will we know whether they've made a decision to ignore the commission completely, because the the legislation is now amended simply says that where they don't follow the
committee's recommendation,
advice,
yes.
That fact needn't be mentioned at all in the notice and irrevocable appointing the judge.
Here's the final question, because this bill, of course, still has a bit to go. It has to go back to the Dáil. The Dáil's day is very much numbered. Which is going to end first, the Dáil or this bill?
Well, there's two things about this. Number one, it goes back to the Dáil with... It was described by the Attorney General, by the way, in the state it arrived in the Senate as a dog's dinner. 80 amendments have been made, some of them very good amendments, to reduce the unconstitutional aspects of the bill. But and by the way, I should also say that when we talk about a filibuster, the minister actually asked in August that the Senate would go through it with a fine tooth comb, as he said, which we have done to the best of our ability. But the 80 amendments that go back to the Dáil now have to be reassessed by the Dáil, and there may well be amendments to those amendments put there. I'm not cognizant of what will or will not happen in the Dáil, but it does occur to me that even if the whole bill were to pass the Dáil, the President has to decide whether the bill should be referred to the Supreme Court to assess some of its aspects. And secondly, there's another question, and that is the commencement of this commission. The minister said it would take about 18 months. So it's very likely that a new government will be in place, which may decide never to proceed with this expensive and redundant quango.
So if you were Shane Ross, you wouldn't be advising him to bet his house on it?
Well, if I were Shane Ross, I'd be busy trying to keep my seat in Dublin Rathdown.
Just on that, some rumours about yourself in Dublin Bay South. Still interested, or have you written them all off?
I see all these printed rumours, and I'll make up my mind when the occasion arises.
But you're not ruling it out, no?
I'll make up my mind when the occasion arises.
All right, Senator Michael McDougall, thank you for joining us on the News at One today.